Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. This episode today is Shame Can't Come. Okay. Happy Monday, babes. It's a new week, but we have got the same fire. I told you June was the month of burning it down. And if you've been waiting for a sign to stop playing small, this is it. Because this episode, it's not just content, it's a call to burn the lie that you're too much, to break the contract, that visibility is dangerous, and to stop calling silence wisdom when it is really just shame performing. It's all dressed up, okay? So I would say this week we're not really easing into it. We're gonna step in boldly, and very unapologetic, okay? I just wanna be honest. Like, we weren't saved to stay silent. And we're not going through this healing just to hide. We sure the hell aren't called just to be cute and quiet either. Like, your voice is powerful. Your words are powerful. Your voice is warfare. Your presence is purpose. Your visibility is obedience. And if I could say anything about this month so far, it is that obedience. Like, that word comes through to me so strong. I know God is really trying to lead me into the idea of embracing that obedience in the way we talk and the way we speak and the way we show up. And it's definitely helped tremendously through the healing that I've been doing with my little AI bestie, going through that and just really allowing myself to be molded and sculpted into that idea of obedience rather than a forceful, like, we have to do this, we're going to get in trouble. It is out of love. It is out of love of everything that was done for me. The fact that I was an entire rescue mission, like, Jesus came here on a rescue mission just for me, just for you, just for us. He did that. And the best thing I can do is to live in love. And that's obedience, you know? So I want to let this episode wreck you a little bit, honestly. And I want it to help peel back the lie that you need to feel ready before you move. This is the constant feedback I get every single time that you guys are responding to me and you're saying things, you're still stuck on that being ready. So I want this to be a band-aid that we just rip off really fast, okay? And I really just want you to understand, remind you that shame can't come where God has already spoken. It's just not possible. You're afraid to be seen, and I want to unpack that, okay? Because you're not broken. You have just been trained by pain. Call it what it is. Like, you know, I know that internal dialogue. I know that the whole time I've been telling you that you're calling it laziness and it's not, is that you're still calling it laziness. You're doing that. You've been calling it laziness. You've been calling it inconsistency. You've been calling it self-sabotage. I've been calling it self-sabotage. But what if, okay, stay with me here. What if what we've actually been doing is surviving? What if that's the possibility instead of beating ourselves up with ugly words and labels? Like, what if we've just been surviving? Because the truth is, the enemy of your soul is not afraid of your hustle. He's afraid of your voice. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Darkness cannot overcome the light. Because what happens when you're the light, right? People flinch. The devil gets nervous, and suddenly you feel like you're the problem. I want to be real with you. You don't fear that visibility because you're weak. You fear it because somewhere along the way on your journey in this life, being seen equaled being attacked. I've struggled with that. And I've struggled with the reality of I have a big voice. I have big energy. I have all of that. And I've been attacked for it my whole life. So, how do we survive? We shut down. We cower away. We hide. We get quiet. We disappear. because we're surviving. And your nervous system is going to remember when visibility cost you something, when you spoke up and got punished, right? Or when you posted something and you got mocked, or when you were honest and you got rejected. When you stepped into your voice and people tore you down for it. So now your nervous system is going to try to keep you safe by keeping you silent. But this is the lie, that silence doesn't equal safety. You're suffocating yourself. And it's just survival. But God didn't call us to hide. We wanted this human experience. We wanted to come down here and create this life of peace and joy and purpose. And we knew we would get there. He knew us before everything happened. He's known who you were and what you were going to choose to do. And it was him having that faith in us to have that faith in him to remember who we came here to be. We knew it was going to be messy. We knew that we were going to get hurt. We chose anyway. We knew that whatever is at the end of this is worth all of it. All of the moments in between are worth all of it. If you've never had your heart broken, do you really know what it's like to love deeply? And if you never knew love, could you ever know pain? Visibility isn't a vanity metric. It's a vessel. It is a vessel. You are not called to hide. You are called to step into your power and your potential, to lead. You don't light a lamp and hide it under your bed. You put it on a stand. You put it on the table. We put our lights in our house on the ceiling so that the people that are coming in can see the light. Get on the stand. Stop calling your survival shameful. You're not lazy. You're protected by a nervous system that learned fear. Start naming the trauma. Where were you taught that it wasn't safe to be bold? Don't coddle it. Call it out. Call your visibility holy. If you're led by God, you are sent, not selfish. And it's about choosing that obedience over outcome. You don't need to feel ready to move in obedience. Jesus said, go. He wasn't like, hey, go when you think you're sure. Is that what God told him? Hey, just do this when you think you're sure. You think you're being humble by hiding. But hiding what God put in you isn't humility. This is literally disobedience. You have to start with God's word, not your wounds. That's where it starts. God doesn't bless hiding. He blesses that obedience. If you have a fire in you, if you have a calling, if you have a message and you're hiding it, that is not wisdom. That is fear. That is fear. False humility is still pride. Saying I'm not good enough when God already said you're called is not humility. Like, you're literally just arguing with God. It's pride in reverse, right? Because it still centers you instead of centering his instruction. Obedience does not require confidence. This is where we learn to surrender. And you think you're playing it safe, but you're just saying no to the assignment that you've literally been handed. Hiding is a choice. It is not a personality type. You're not an introvert. Stop labeling that. You're not just private. You've literally let trauma train you to think that silence is safer than obedience. But I think being disobedient is scary as hell. So your silence is not safe. You cannot hold in the words that are a fire in your heart, that fire in your bones. You cannot hold on to that. And if you're tired, if you're anxious, if you feel like you're riding on the inside, it's probably not burnout. It is just that unreleased obedience. Obedience actually looks like hitting post after you've typed what you need to type, even if your hands are shaking. That means sharing your story, even if no one shows up to listen, or if they do listen, no one claps. Create the thing that God told you to create before it's perfect. Say yes, even when your ego is screaming that you're not ready. You don't need a platform. You need permission. And you were born with that. And if the devil can't take your calling, he's going to convince you that hiding is humble. God didn't whisper to you in the dark so you could keep quiet in the light. Shame is not the truth. This is like a learned attachment. Shame didn't come from God. It came from a moment, like a comment. It came from a room that didn't feel safe. It came from a parent that punished your truth, or maybe even a church that preferred you obedient and quiet, or that friend group that made your confidence feel criminal. Or a man who couldn't handle your power, so he labeled it too much. You're just too much, Brandon. And now you've decided you're going to call it being humble. You call it not being ready. You call it processing. But what you're really doing is choking on unhealed shame. And then you're going to call it wisdom. You're still performing for your healing. You're still performing because it's fake. It's fake. It's not real. And the Bible will never call shame holy. Anyone who believes in God will never be put to shame. Not sometimes, not unless they post too much, never. So if God is not assigning you shame, why are you still wearing it? Why are you wearing it? The root of shame isn't you, it's a wound. So call it what it is. Shame is a nervous system reaction to a relational betrayal. Some shit happened, your body remembered when it wasn't safe to be seen. So now when you try to step up, you shake. Not because you're weak, because you were taught that being yourself equals getting punished. So of course you're going to second guess your voice. Of course you're going to mute your magic. Of course you're going to hide behind, I'm just not ready yet. You're trying to protect yourself from a past that you've never healed. Everything the devil says is a lie. So let's call it what it is. Shame is a liar. It's not your discernment. It's not God. It's an old contract written in fear, one that is overdue to be burned. Perfect month for that, right? You're not overreacting. You're just remembering. Every time you feel like your expression is too much, every time you flinch after being vulnerable, or you overthink that conversation for 3 days, playing it over and over and over, every time you spiral after showing up. Again, replaying it in your head. Did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Was I too much? Did I offend anybody? What should I say? How could I say this the right way? You're not crazy. You're not immature. You are just not healed enough. You are remembering pain, but you don't live there anymore. So stop letting the echoes of old wounds write the script for your present obedience. Shame is always going to shrink what God called you to carry. And if you let it stay, it's going to be your strategy. Listen, bitch, if the enemy can't steal your assignment, he'll shame you out of walking into it. Your voice is a weapon for healing, not a magnet for punishment. And I just want to say this, okay? Because I am in the too much club. If I had a dollar for every time I was told I was too much, I would be Elon Musk right now. Bank account wise, okay? You were never too much. You were truth in a room full of denial. And you were light in a space that worshiped silence. And you're God's echo in places that only wanted people pleasing. And when people flinched, when they mocked you, when they shut you down, or they labeled you as dramatic, it was never about you. This was about the war that your voice stirred up in their comfort zone. You upset their demons. That's not your problem. Your voice is not a liability. It's a liberation tool. That means they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. This means that your voice isn't just sound. It's not noise. It's strategy. Every single time you speak the truth, every time you share what almost killed you, every time you say what others are too scared to admit, you are waging war. Literally waging war on the kingdom of darkness. So if you've been walking around with that subconscious belief that if I speak up, I'll get attacked. If I'm real, they'll reject me. If I'm honest, I'll lose love. And I say this with love. That wasn't your fault. That was their weakness. They didn't reject you. They rejected what your voice revealed in them. Because when you carry the truth, people either change or choke. That's it. And you're never meant to keep quiet. You were not saved to be silent. You weren't healed just to blend in. And you weren't restored to just keep the peace. Your testimony is warfare. Your voice is literally deliverance. And your expression is an assignment. Stop treating all of this like it's optional. When you're feeling fear after speaking, or when you start spiraling because you were honest, that's the worst for me. Like that minute that I say something in truth, my nervous system engages quickly and I panic and I overthink and I start to delete. And then I realize, like, if we're telling the truth, why ask yourself, am I feeling punished or am I just unused to being powerful in public and in my own personal space? Because that tightness in your chest, that shame spiral, that is not God saying stop. That feeling you're getting now, I want you to see that it when you start to engage in that fight or flight, that is your nervous system detoxing old agreements. That's it. It's a detox. Okay, so start rewiring yourself. You're not panicking because you did something wrong. You know you're detoxing the old bullshit stories. That's it. Just let it go. Your voice doesn't cause division. Truth draws lines, and it is not on you to pick and choose who gets to stand on what side of those lines. If your voice makes demons manifest, good, that means it's working. You're pissing people off because you're stepping into your light. That is okay. I want you to stop waiting for confidence and start, move with me, work with me. Let's start moving in obedience. You keep saying that you're waiting to feel ready. Brandon, I really want to do this podcast, but I'm not ready. I really want to write that book. I'm just not ready. I really want to launch this business, but I'm just not ready. God's been ready and he didn't ask for your confidence. He asked for your yes. Remember that time Abraham obeyed when he was called? He went out not even knowing where he was going, not knowing, not confident, no clue what's going on. Wasn't sure. He just moved. Babe, I tell you, there's a life book. There is a guide to life book. Okay. That's the blueprint. That's obedience. Obedience is literally moving without certainty because you trust the sender more than the outcome. You can't tell me that you have faith and tell me that you're afraid to move at the same time. Faith and fear do not coexist. It is impossible. Confidence is a byproduct of movement. It's not a prerequisite. You don't get confident and then obey. You obey and then confidence starts to grow because you're walking with God. You're not here for the man. Break that perfection permission loop. I'll show up when I feel sure. That's bullshit. I'll speak when it feels safe. Nope. I'll lead when I've earned it. Uh-uh. That is pride performing as wisdom. Pretending. It's fake. It is not real. This is not about approval. It is not about applause. It is about the assignment. I had to go through this task talking about how I'm spending my time and my passion for the podcast. And I had to answer hard questions. Like, if this podcast was never monetized, if no one ever tuned in, if you made this podcast and one person heard it in 30 years, would you still do this? I have to, because I'm not here for approval. I'm not here for the pats on the back. This is my assignment. This is a calling. I cannot walk away from this. It is an assignment. I don't know where it's going. You guys, I still don't know what I'm doing. 2 years in, I don't fucking know. I record this cool thing on Zoom and then I upload it to one account. I have no idea. I just am listening to the assignment, right? Your visibility isn't vanity. It's a vessel. Oh, Brandon Lynette with a podcast. She's so self-centered. Nope, it's called being spirit sent. Okay, you are not self-centered when you show up. Like God put a message in your mouth and you're still waiting for that Instagram worthy mood board and 90% dopamine data hit post. Come on. You're not showing up because you're confident. You're showing up because you were called. How do you walk this out? You feel the fear. Feel it. Fuck it. Don't overanalyze it. Fear isn't proof that you're not called. It's your flesh reacting to obedience. It's the detox. Declare before you deliver everything. That's pretty much my life. God, I'm not ready. I don't know what I'm doing, but I trust you more than I trust my fear. Let's get it. Act before the affirmation. Show up before the feedback. Post before the applause. Obey before the clarity. You've got to anchor in assignment, not emotion. If you need to feel hyped to be holy, the devil's got you forever, and he will play your emotions for the rest of your life. He doesn't need your confidence, he just needs your yes. It is going to scare your flesh, and that means it's working. That means you're moving in the spirit, not flesh. Too much was never the problem. Like your light literally just hit their darkness. You're the first truth that they've seen with a pulse. Everyone has signed off on their bullshit. You be the truth. You're not too much. The energy that you carry, your conviction, your boldness. I know that I've got a light that walks into a room before I even talk. That is holy. And it's going to trigger anything and anyone that is fake. So when they flinched, when people are rolling their eyes at your passion, when they're talking shit about you behind your back because you were bold, when they told you to calm down, tone it down, or that's so stupid, be more palatable. I've heard that before. That's not feedback. Your light is just exposing what they're not ready to face. And instead of getting convicted, they got uncomfortable. And most people, when they're uncomfortable, what they're going to do is they're going to blame you. So you've got someone who hasn't done shit with their life, hasn't done anything. What do they do? Anything noteworthy. These are the people we're giving power to decide what we should do or what our passion is or how far we should go or how loud our voice should be. Any of these people that made you feel a certain kind of way when you talked about your dream, what are they doing? I don't know a lot of people in my personal life who are working their dream job. I just don't. So, any of these people that are not where they want to be, would I really take them serious when they try to dim my light? The devil would want me to, absolutely. He would want me to second guess everything. You are exposing people to shit they don't want to face. If you could step into your power and you can make your dreams come true, what's stopping them? And the truth hurts. They're uncomfortable. They're blaming you. Are you going to lose people along the way? Absolutely. Absolutely. But is it really a loss? What were they bringing into your life? People who do and live a life without passion and purpose hate the light. And they're gonna never step into that light because they're so afraid of what will be exposed. That's it. I want to make it plain. Like they didn't hate you, they hate what your life reflects back to them. So you're shrinking. You're softening, you're second guessing everything about yourself, your boldness, your fire, your volume. Maybe if you tone it down, they'll stay. I mean, I had to block someone that was like, "Why are you so loud? Why are you so loud? Why don't you have anything to say?" If your light makes people leave, let them. You were not called to be digestible. You are called to be undeniable. You're not here to dim. You don't have to explain. And I don't ever want to hear you apologize about this. You are called to keep shining. When your light is real, it convicts the counterfeit. It wakes the sleeping. And you're going to attract the people who are ready. Not when you're sitting in fear, not when you're saying, oh my God, I'm doing this. I hope it works. I hope something happens. That is not power. That is not faith. You're still questioning yourself. When you step into your full power, your boldness, your light, and you're willing to put this message out, it attracts everything and everyone you need. You didn't choose this human experience to blend in. How, but what would be the point? Hey, yeah, I just want to go lay low, just coast through it. Like, for what? You were sent here to burn. And if your brightness unsettles the room, it's because God trusted you to be the one who flips on the switch. That's an honor. Flip on the switch. And that's it for today, babe. If this episode hit you in the gut and the grief, good, because you are not just healing, you're returning. You're returning to your voice. You're returning to your fire. You are returning to the person that God sent, not to be liked, but to be lit. And I want to say this again for your inner child, your current self, for your calling. Shame can't come, not here and not anymore. So don't listen to this and then go ghost, okay? Don't crawl back into the shadows. I need you to stay with me, okay? This episode today, I mean, we're just getting started for this week. I have some really great episodes to finish out through here, okay? So make sure you are tuning in. Speak loud, shine bright. And I just want to say, like, your obedience is meant to piss off hell before it blesses heaven. That's it. This is the Listen Bitch Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, and we don't hide anymore.